श्री परमात्मने नमः।
I did not hear his question, second question fully, but perhaps something like that, that how one can know or how it is that the relationship of the individual soul is with the infinity, something like that he was asking. At this time my reply is, get rid of ego and you will know it. Let ego come to an end, you will fully know how the individual soul is related with the universal. You will know fully. But when you will know it, you will not come to ask me. There is no necessity then of asking. Anyway, it was a good question in a sense. Ego is the problem. Many things in spirituality are actually for the elimination of ego. People don't understand. Sometimes I explain also. When you bow to the guide, when you bow somewhere, the guide is not desirous of your bowing. The guide or the master or the guru is not keeping a notebook and writing, he bowed today and she bowed yesterday, okay, oh, 20 times she has bowed, nothing like that. And neither the real man is going to be thrilled, not going to be very happy by that. You are going for your own self. You want to get rid of this ego. This is one of the very important and very effective methods. So, here is a tradition, some of you know, what is known as Dandavat Pranam, like a staff lying on the ground, all the limbs like that. That's also totally trying to surrender. But the real thing is the inner intention, the inner motive, the feeling, that is the real thing. Because there are people who are bowing and seeing. Is he seeing or not? Oh, he has not seen my bowing. I will bow again. Bowing from the heart, like that. Sometimes rather awkward situations are also created by some people. When I was there in the University of Jammu, in Jammu Kashmir, I was teaching there in the university, there happened to be a seeker. His habit was, as soon as he would see me, he would be flat on the ground. Anywhere. I said, you see, the professors are seeing, the student, you are just like that. Without caring that the clothes will be dirty, all right, that is, we would not care. But I said, you do anywhere, on the street, like that. I told him that, see the situation, see the place. Here in India, they understand, even in the university, it was not very rather enjoyable thing that somebody is flat on the ground like that. But it was not very awkward also. But if in Europe you do it on the street, people will gather, come, what is doing that? It will be a problem, great problem. So I told him, it's all right, your emotions I understand. You bow like that, don't be on the ground itself, all that, like that. Things should be done according to the situation, like that. Though the reply he gave showed that he was a very deep person, the reply, he heard everything, he said, he's a seeker of a very high order. He said, sir, I don't care what conception other people have about me. They consider me a mad person, a foolish people, I don't care. I am doing the best that I should do for my own salvation and enlightenment. Without caring. But then I said, that's correct. But you have to take care of the people around also. There are other people also. You do it on the street, traffic will come to a jam. What does it mean? And the policeman will catch me also. That's what you are doing here on the street. Cars were coming from that side and you are fled. What does it mean? Then he understood. After all, we are in the society and we have to move here. We can't do things everywhere like that. So anyway, the inner spirit should be there. And then it should be done according to the situation. So these are the things, techniques for all that. Other things are also there, many things are there. People try to bow and touch the feet and all that. How the energy flows from the tips of the body, the fingers and all that. These things, though the body should not be touched, no saint wants it to be touched. Some do it. Anyway, these are all things for getting rid of ego. But finally, it is His grace that one becomes free of ego. The more the ego, the less the love. And when there is no ego, there is nothing but love. To become divine is to become egoless. To become egoless is to be divinized. What is the basic ego? I have given the examples, body and language and learning and wealth and nationality and all that. But what is the basic ego in human beings, the real ego? Real ego is the illusion of identification of our consciousness with body. We are the spirit. We are the pure consciousness, a part of the divine, and we have started considering ourselves as the body, the senses, the mind, the intellect, etc. This illusion of identification of the consciousness, of the living element, of the animate with the inanimate. That is the basic thing. And according to the eightfold system of Maharishi Patanjali, when that event of illumination or enlightenment happens, then it is at the highest, at the level of mind, in a way, that illusion comes to an end. So, it happens like that. That illusion is over. So, this is something about ego. May God be kind to us to get rid of this disease.